Now we're going to get into some MIDI stuff. I'm super quickly just going to record a piece of MIDI, so we've got something for the MIDI editor. Yeah, piano is hard. That'll do.
Report position when navigating chords in MIDI editor checkbox checked Alt plus P.
Report position when navigating chords in the MIDI editor, and it's checked by default. Right, let's have a look at what this does. So if I open a piece of MIDI in the MIDI editor by selecting the item with the MIDI in it and doing Control Alt E on Windows or Command Option E on Mac.
MIDI take.
As I move through these notes or chords with my left and right arrows.
52% one note. Beat 348% one note.
It's telling me the position of all of those notes and chords. For some people, that's too much info. They can just do it on the note previews and they're not too fussy about the exact position. And I tend to be one of those people. So I'm going to go into Ozara config again. Control F12.
Ozara configuration.
And I'm going to
report position when navigating chords in MIDI editor checkbox checked Alt plus P.
Uncheck that.
Not checked. MIDI take.
And now, with this unchecked, if I move between notes and chords with my left and right arrow, I get previews, but I don't get told the position. And it's the same deal as when we were talking about scrubbing. If I want to know the position of where I am, I can still do Control Shift J. So let's say I go to this note, and I do want to hear exactly where it is, I can just do Control Shift J or Command Shift J on Mac.
Bar 5 beat 449% stopped.
Cool. There is another preference that goes hand in hand with this, and it's the next one along.
Ozara configuration, report MIDI notes in MIDI editor checkbox checked Alt plus N.
Report MIDI notes in MIDI editor. This one controls how much speech feedback you get when you're making adjustments to notes or you're moving through notes that make up a chord. So this is the default behavior. Move to the chord with left or right arrows, and I can down arrow through these notes.
B3, 13%, E4, 16%, G4, 15%.
And I can adjust any of these if I was to, for example, lengthen this G4.
G4, 40%.
Now it's telling me the note pitch again, and
G4, 65%.
Also the length that I'm adjusting it to. If we uncheck this second preference for reporting in the MIDI editor, report MIDI notes in MIDI editor, if we uncheck it.
Not checked.
When we move through notes in the chord, let's go back to the first one. We're just hearing note previews. And the same deal. If I extend that G4 again, the preview tells me how long it is, but I don't hear information speaking. Now this one, I would say, is probably one that you want to turn on once you're pretty confident with editing MIDI, because a lot of the time that note info when we're adjusting things is actually quite useful. So this setup is the way that I like it.
Report position when navigating chords in MIDI editor checkbox not checked.
I like to have report position when navigating chords unchecked. I don't need to hear that stuff. But I do like to have
report MIDI notes in MIDI editor checkbox checked.
The individual note info speaking. That's what works for me. Your mileage may very well vary, but experiment with those two options on and off. Do some editing each way and figure out what's more comfortable for you.